He was also, at the time, when I first went there, the town monks were very... The town monks were very critical of him. And so my upachaya, the preceptor, had come to visit me at Wat Pa Phong, and he took me to the main monastery in Ubon City, and the head monk there of our sect was a really grumpy type man. I mean, he looked so, his face was just the perfect kind of example of grumpiness. And he sat there, and he was very irate about me being at Wat Pa Phong, so he started talking to my preceptor and telling me that it wasn't proper, the legal rights to the land wasn't proper, and that food wasn't any good, and that I should come and spend the Vasa with him in Ubon. And so my upachaya listened, and I didn't really understand it all, but when we left, the upachaya said, what should I do? And he said, well, you spend the vasa or the rains with Ajahn Chah and just see, you know, if you can't stand it, then you can come back to Nong Khai. So this, during the vasa, the beginning of the vasa, Lungpa would take us to visit the kind of high-ranking monks in Warin, which is a provincial town, but it's right across the river from Ubon, so they're kind of like one city, really. And so he took me, and when we went to see this monk in Ubon, he looked really angry, and he would hardly speak to Ajahn Chah. Ajahn Chah made all the right gestures. We'd make these trays up of candle incense and flowers, and we'd ask for forgiveness for any of our wrongs, and we go through this whole kind of traditional ceremony that we have as monks. And Lungpa was always incredibly charming and polite, and you couldn't fault him, you know, in terms of the monks in the town who were so jealous. As much as they wanted to get something on him, nothing would really stick. And I just noticed that he would go and he'd make all the right gestures, and then the head monk there looked really angry, and he didn't like me being there at all, because it drew attention to what Nong Pa Phong at that time. So then over the years we kept going back, and Ajahn Chah was also very kind of non-sectarian in his attitude. So there are two sects of Theravada Buddhism in Thailand, and we were in the large one called Mahanikaya, and then the Thammayut sect was the smaller one, but it was very prestigious. It had all the forest monks in it, most of the, like Ajahn Mahabua, and Ajahn Mun was the Thammayut monk. And the royal family tended to favor the Thammayut sect. So they had a kind of high status in the minds of people. And Ajahn Chah had great respect for the Ajahn Mun, he considered his teacher. So we would always go to both the head monks of both sects in Ubon and Warin. So at this Vasa time. So we'd go and do this ceremony. And so he became quite respected in the long run by both sects.